This is a story about this one fellow.
The greatest MC? MC Othello.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Hold on just a minute. That's a tragedy.
Yep, but there's comedy in it.
We four fellas.
Humble storytellers.
Will weave
the tale
of a man
who gets jealous.
In the ongoing debate over who invented rap, we don't usually hear William Shakespeare's name mentioned, but the Chicago-based theater troupe, the Q Brothers' latest production, Othello the Remix, makes that case by setting the tragedy in the world of contemporary hip-hop, and they have created a show that appeals both to fans of Shakespeare and to rap. It's on stage at the West Side Theater on West 43rd Street, and I'm very pleased to welcome the Q Brothers, GQ and JQ, along with Postel Pringle, who plays Othello, to our show. Hello.
It's actually pronounced Postel.
Postel, I'm sorry.
No, okay. It's okay.
GQ and, well, talking about pronouncing things, GQ and JQ, would it be okay if I called you Gregory and Jeffrey?
Only if you said Kayum afterwards and pronounced it properly, so you might just want to go by the initials at that point.
So you really are brothers?
We are. Same mother, same father. I was 3 and a half when he came home from the hospital.
And Paz is really a brother, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long have you been with them?
I've been with them, well, I've known this guy over half of my life, but that's, I've been, yeah.
That would be G.
That would be G, yeah, exactly. Yeah, this guy being...
They went to school together in Maine and then just stayed in touch, and we all were hip-hop heads, and these guys were in theater, and we just kind of all merged together.
And JQ and I started making music together shortly after I got out of college, and it was like,
Well, can I say G and J?
Yeah, you could say G and J.
The two of you are credited with writing, composing, and directing as well as starring in this show. Have you been working together since you were little kids?
Yeah, we actually have. We often say, you know, we've been doing this our whole lives. We just finally found a way to make a living off of it.
And how did you come up with the idea of doing rap versions of Shakespeare? How does iambic pentameter compare to the typical hip-hop rhythms?
So typical hip-hop is in 4-4 signature, time signature. And as you know, iambic pentameter is like... Five, four. I was at the Experimental Theater Wing at Tisch School of the Arts for my final 2 years of school. And before I graduated, I wanted to do an independent project merging hip-hop and theater. And I asked a couple other guys. I was rapping on the streets and also acting in conservatory training at the same time. And I wanted to blend those worlds together. And I asked a few friends to do it with me to create an original project. And we only had 5 weeks. And within 2 weeks, we only had about 2 pages. So... creating something original was not going to happen in time. So we were like, hey, let's adapt something. And we tossed around Kafka, Dickens. We landed on Shakespeare.
And that became the Bomedy of Errors on the Comedy of Errors?
You got it.
But basically, that it was only because Shakespeare was free and we had to adapt something is the reason that it happened. And then a couple pages into translating it, we thought, oh my gosh, we're onto something here. These things are not dissimilar.
But how do you get the iambic pentameter to be 4-4? Leave words out, rhythms out?
Yeah, we're changing the words. We're rewriting completely. And so naturally, our natural internal rhythm is a hip-hop rhythm. So we'll make a beat and we'll listen to it and we'll start to rewrite the rhymes.
Yeah. So how would to be or not to be wind up being?
We haven't done Hamlet.
I know you haven't done Hamlet yet.
Well, actually,
we have started
Hamlet. But it's less scientific and mathematical than that. It's not about... how do we make these, five syllables into four, or these five measures into four? It's how do we interpret this statement and reclaim it and re-say it in our popular way of speaking, our popular way of verse.
You call your work Adraptations.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you say that you're rapper actors or raptors. are there any other people call themselves raptors out there?
No, only if they're from Toronto.
I was about to say, only if they play for a team in Toronto.
Right. Well,
so the Bomedy of Errors actually was here off Broadway in 1999.
Yeah, it was a big hit off Broadway in 99 here.
And how many of his works have you done so far? Mostly the comedies. Is Othello the first... tragedy that you've done?
First tragedy that's been produced, yes.
But we've also done Romeo and Juliet and Julius Caesar and
Funk It Up About Nothing, Much Ado.
Much Ado.
Well, yeah, but I was saying other tragedies.
Other tragedies,
Oh, that's true, but they haven't been produced on a commercial level.
Right? Yeah, mm-hmm. They've still been at academic institutions. So we do early versions of our works a lot of times at universities and work with the students there. And then we have a draft that we can go out and kind of keep revising and get.
We call those ones our first folio. We're on right now for Othello the Remix. This is our special fourth folio edition, straight for.
Other people call it workshopping. Is it the same thing?
Yeah,
sort of.
I mean,
first folio. So sounds, I mean, cooler.
it's a little different for us in that we do like a full production of it, as it were. So the production that, for instance, that we had of Julius Caesar, which is an adaptation of Julius Caesar, even though we would call it our first folio, it was a full production at the University of Iowa.
Yeah, so. Called Rome, Sweet Rome.
It's called Rome, Sweet Rome.
Part of the fun, I imagine, is coming up with these titles. You said Much Ado About Nothing became Funk It Up About Nothing. Two Gentlemen of Verona became Cue Gents. Then Romeo and Juliet became I Heart Juliet.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what you could do to King Lear.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
I'm excited, though. Yeah. I
would call it old dude in the forest.
Yeah. Old dude in the forest.
I was thinking Bling Lear.
One of the things we should mention here, though, is that, like, despite the fact that we tackle tragedies as well, we bring a lot of our comedic sensibility to the tragedy. So when you come to the show, despite the fact that hopefully you're feeling certain things and there are moments of, heaviness, it's still, you're watching a comedy.
Yeah, and to add to that, I think part of the adaptation of actually putting hip-hop on top of this form, adapting Shakespeare into hip-hop, is the thing about hip-hop is, like, some of our favorite MCs, some of the guys that influenced us, were great at punchlines. Going back to, like, Grandmaster Caz, going on through Redman, Slick Rick, all these other people who they were great at punchlines, and there was always a levity to the work. So we naturally put comedy in there.
Yeah. Well, Shakespeare always had some comedy.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
We've lost in Shakespeare now, when it's performed in a typical way, I think they've lost a lot of the comedy in tragedies, you know, or at least maybe they didn't, but the audience has lost it. And so we're trying to bring that back.
Shakespeare was an entertainer, and he was, I think, at heart, not just a poet and a storyteller, but he was a musician. He was a clown.
He was an actor.
So we're taking all our favorite parts of him, and that's what inspires us to do what we do. I mean, we're hip hop clowns who tell stories.
Yeah. My guests are the Q brothers, GQ and JQ, and Pastel Pringle. We're talking about Othello, their most recent production, which is currently at the West Side Theater on West 43rd Street and that Theater Row down there, that Off-Broadway Theater Row. Wasn't this version of Othello commissioned by the Globe Theater of London and also produced by the Chicago Shakespeare Theater? So has your work been accepted by the traditional Shakespeareans?
Some of our greatest compliments have come from members of the Royal Shakespeare Company, who said this is closer to what Shakespeare was doing than anything else that I've seen out there right now. So,
we had an usher at the Globe after our first performance who had been ushering there for decades, and she had to be 80-something, right?
Yeah.
Maybe even older. And she said, she had tears in her eyes and said, this is what Shakespeare was like in his day.
And this is what Sam Wanamaker wanted.
Wanamaker
wanted to make at the Globe, and why he created the Globe.
Wanamaker. But the London production was also part of the Shakespeare Festival, so you've really been embraced. Yeah. Were they surprised when they found out that Othello was actually a major rap star?
Yeah, probably.
I'd say so. From the moment we were all yelling in their faces.
Also, it was the first time that the Globe had amplified sound.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a DJ, there were speakers, there was mute beats happening. It was the first time ever the Globe had done that. And so, they were kind of like, oh gosh, we opened the floodgates. Now everyone's going to ask to put speakers in the Globe.
Well, I've been to the Globe. It's a small, intimate theater, but if you're going to do rap, you're going to need microphones and speakers. This is a four-person cast. Pastel is the only one who plays a single role. The rest of you take on multiple parts, male and female.
Yeah, well, that also extends itself kind of back to, I guess, the Elizabethan style of of playing in terms of them doubling on roles, mm-hmm. men playing female roles. And when we have other shows where women are cast in the shows, they also play male roles.
But we don't have Desdemona in this production. No. We hear her voice, but we don't see her.
Yeah, we believe her presence is actually stronger when it's just represented through audio in this particular production.
Yeah.
And JQ, you play Rodrigo and Bianca, but also a character I don't remember from the original play, Loco Vito.
Well, in the original play, it was Ludovico. We combined Ludovico and the Duke and the brother of Brabantio. And Antonio was his name?
Yes.
Yeah. And we combined all three of those into one character. And it was mostly because G was talking about it. We were talking about the script, and I kept mispronouncing Ludovico's name as Loco Vito.
And you go, who's this Loco Vito guy? And I just started laughing.
That sounds like a Mexican gangster from the West Coast. Yeah. California. So we turned him into a Mexican gangster from the West Coast.
Yeah. You're attracting much younger audiences than we usually see at productions of Shakespeare's plays. Is part of your mission to introduce these plays to people who didn't pay much attention when Shakespeare was being taught in their high school English classes, but also making hip-hop more accessible to people who might not normally listen to it?
Those are great byproducts of what we do, and those are ones we embrace, but that's never what we set out to do. And it's a common misinterpretation, actually, is, oh, this is a great way to get high school kids into Shakespeare, and this is a great way to open typical older theater goers' minds to hip-hop. And neither one is what we set out to do. We're entertainers, and hip-hop is the lens through which we view the world. And just on top of that, I grew up with a reading disability, and I hated Shakespeare growing up. And it took my training at NYU at the Experimental Theater Wing to open my mind to the fact that Shakespeare is a master storyteller who uses poetry and musical language to tell his stories. And that's what rappers are. And so, it's as much as I would love to say, I know that would have helped me get into Shakespeare as a youth, but it's not what we set out to do.
Exactly. I don't think that that's the goal. I think the goal more is to actually make it interesting for us. Actually, as artists.
Who cares about that audience as long as
it's for the audience as well. I'm just saying we are artists. We got into this biz in order to make something that was, we have a voice. Make something and say something interesting. And for us, that includes hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Well, there's also a DJ. Do you see this as a kind of a hip hop opera?
Yeah, there is no point in the show where beats are not happening and it's not in rhyme. It is completely. So, there are bigger musical numbers, but the in-between stuff is over music in rhyme. So it's much more like an opera than a typical musical. I think just, it's important to mention that, I think what we're trying, if there is any goal on top of it, is to remind people that that Shakespeare is to be experienced and performed. And it's gotten to the point where in school and otherwise, people believe it to be a literary thing, that you're supposed to read Shakespeare. It was never supposed to be read. Plays aren't supposed to be read. They're supposed to be seen, performed, and experienced. Yeah. And so I think we're bringing back some of that visceral, experiential part of Shakespeare.
But you're also making it contemporary, as you said. For example, the piece of evidence used by Iago to incriminate Desdemona becomes a gold necklace in your version, a lot of bling. Is that because women in the world of hip-hop or pretty much anyone else nowadays don't use handkerchiefs?
That's a symbol for everything in the play. So a handkerchief felt outdated once we updated everything else. So it's
have to be a Kleenex.
and at that point, wants to hold the same Kleenex for more.
Yeah, I think also the whole idea is, again, that we do adaptation. So, and our adaptation is very strongly based on a lot of the themes of 90s hip hop. And in the 90s and in the early 2000s, bling was big.
You know what I mean?
That meant something. You had to have a chain. Everybody
Once
did.
You got signed, the first thing
exactly,
you
the
did,
first thing you do is go to Jacobs and get a chain. Yeah. Right, exactly.
So, that's in Chicago?
No, actually, that's in New York. So.
Oh, he's from New York.
Yeah.
But the rest of you guys are from Chicago?
Yep.
Yeah, these guys are from Chicago. I actually live in Brooklyn, New York, sir.
Good for you.
Thank you. I enjoy it.
Didn't you bring Othello to the Cook County Jail? What kind of reaction did you get? What kind of reception did you get there?
It was pretty amazing. We played for 500 inmates in the same space that B.B. King played back in like 79. And there was half male, half female inmates. And it was incredible. I mean, it's a play about jealousy, murder, betrayal,
making wrong choices,
love gone wrong. The people in Cook County have a lot to say about those subjects, and
they understood.
We interviewed them. You can watch the documentary on YouTube. If you just Google Cook County Jail and Q Brothers, you can watch a 5-minute window into the life of our troop that
day. It's really interesting, like how we would say these words. We had been doing the show for years. You know, we'd done the show hundreds of times.
All over, right? You mentioned England, but also Australia, Abu Dhabi, Germany,
South Korea,
and then you put yourselves in prison and say the same words, and the words have a very different meaning based on the context. So things we kind of would brush past or just say, I mean, you felt a lot heavier there.
Especially like the crux moments of the play is like deciding to kill someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, or saying you're sorry.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
They take on a much grander weight.
Meanwhile, Othello, the remix, is playing at the West Side Theater at 407 West 43rd Street. Is it an open run?
Only if people keep showing up. So hurry up and support Off-Broadway Theater. Because honestly, it's a serious challenge. Like, we're doing great, and the word of mouth is awesome. The reviews are great. But it's amazing the amount of friends of mine who are in the area who say, congrats on the amazing review in the Times. And then I'm like, awesome. When are you going to come? And they're like, oh, well, how long is it running? And I'm like, well, you weren't even going to plan on making it? You just read it and you thought, good for that guy. I love him. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, come support
the Times
theater.
Loves you.
Yeah, the Times loves you. Like, you win. Yeah. So we don't win unless we keep running.
Well, you have a lot of friends in Brooklyn. You could...
Oh, yeah. And
they're coming through every night.
Yeah, exactly. You know? They're coming through a lot. But, you know, my friends aren't going to keep us running. So we need some more.
But don't have many friends.
Like, exactly. Like,
Apostle Pringle plays Othello in this production of Othello, the remix. My great thanks to him and GQ and JQ, who wrote and also perform in it. And as I said, it's currently on an open run. The West Side Theater at 407 West 43rd Street. Thank you so much for being on our
show. Thanks for having us.
Shout out to Nova and Jackson Doran.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
No, we're never going to stop. Yeah, we'll always be around. Because we made it to the top. And we're never coming down.